This is St. Louis Public Radio. As the nation grapples with its stance on immigration from Latin American countries, one Illinois town near St. Louis embraces its multinational roots to improve what one enthusiastic local leader calls itty-bitty Fairmont City. Reporting for Sharing America, St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby goes to Fairmont City to learn about how the local public library has done far more than loan books.
Good to meet you.
We come in running because we have, you know, the teachers' conference, the middle school, the high school, the middle school.
Norma sits at a table at the back of the Fairmont City Public Library while her youngest child plays with toys on a colorful rug nearby. Her older two children, ages 12 and 14, make their way over to sit with their mom. Norma is a domestic abuse survivor, so we decided to not use her last name or the names of her children in this story. She moved to Fairmont City 15 years ago with her late husband from
Guanajuato, Mexico.
There are about 2,500 people living in Fairmont City, according to census records. More than 80% of residents there identify as Latino, most of whom are Mexican.
How did you hear about Fairmont City? How did you know to come here?
Because my family is here, then we come in with the family, we start a new life here. Because when I come in, I am married, when the father, the kids. Now he's died, but we try to do the more better here, you know. We feel we are safe, we are good, we are, you know, I don't know the words.
Is it better to express yourself in Spanish? If so, you can do that, and maybe someone can help me understand.
The library circulation supervisor, Karina Almeida, translates for me.
Es que nos hace sentir muy seguros, nos hace sentir parte de la sociedad.
She feels like secure, she feels like she's at home, she feels welcome. Like here at the library, she feels like it's all inclusive, like there's no discrimination, like everyone is able to, like everyone feels like they're the same. So she feels like she's equal as to somebody else who was born and raised here.
Library Director Katie Heaton strives to nurture a sense of belonging among Fairmont City residents.
When you see a community that's being held back for whatever reason, and you know you can make a difference, there shouldn't be anything that keeps you from stepping in and making that difference.
That's what Heaton did 10 years ago in
itty-bitty Fairmont City.
The library's primary goal is literacy. But over the years, Heaton and local leaders have tried to meet other needs, like helping with employment, clothing, food, applying to college, and banking. The English Learning Class is another major resource for residents. The class begins while we all talk.
Clancy, do you guys all agree?
Yeah. A lo mejor no mucha gente habla de Fairmont porque es como un ranchito. Es como una comunidad donde todos nos conocemos. Pero al mismo tiempo todos nos cuidamos. Todos tratamos de, por ejemplo, ahorita que cuando yo llegué aquí no había biblioteca.
There was like there wasn't a library, there wasn't anything. So once the library opened, it was a lot of help for them, like the people coming in from out of the country that they could, where the library helped them out with like the clothing giveaways and coat giveaways and stuff like that.
Norma says the library has also helped her find lawyers and attend immigration meetings through video message. About 5 years after the library came the bank. The Bank of Edwardsville came in part because of the library's influence. Norma was one of the first people in the area to qualify for a home loan from the bank. Owning a home is an accomplishment that she says makes her and her kids feel safe.
It changed your life, it sounds like.
Sí, la verdad que sí. Esa es la verdad.
She said yes, that's the truth. It really did.
Fairmont City's mayor says the area is growing as local investments there continue. And it seems that at a time when there is a lot of angst around immigration across the country, Fairmont City, its community leaders, and residents maintain a great deal of hope for the future. For Sharing America, I'm Ashley Listenby, St. Louis Public Radio.